Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Good morning, aloha. Good morning from Cocoa Beach, Florida. This is the Bear coming to you from my lanai in Cocoa Beach. Brand new year. Wonder what everybody's thinking about, what their resolutions are for this year as far as something new and exciting in their life to make resolution. Hey, Pat Gervais, aloha. You've been so faithful with your daily rosaries. I know that it's bearing tremendous fruit in everyone's lives that you personally know, plus who knows how else the graces of your rosaries are being distributed. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We're reading through the Catechism. Hey, Bill Rushmore. Hey, Dan Barta. Good morning, men. Aloha. I'm really through a jamming right now. I've got to get all my year-end accounting done for the ministry and for my practice and send out donor receipts to everybody, all that kind of stuff, and then get back to working on writing scripts and getting ready for my tax season. So it's kind of a busy bridge right now for me. So I know it is for everybody too, getting started on the new year. Hey, Tony, aloha. So we're talking about the fourfold gospels in paragraph 127 of our beautiful Catholic Catechism. The fourfold gospel holds a unique place in the church, as evident both in the veneration which the liturgy accords it and in the surpassing attraction it has exercised on the saints at all times. Saint Caesarea the Younger wrote a letter to Saint Richildus and Saint Radegunde, and this is what was written. There is no doctrine which could be better, more precious and more splendid than the text of the gospel. Behold and retain what our Lord and Master Christ has taught by his words and accomplished by his deeds. Think about how radical it must have been to be around Jesus. He was such an anomaly and such a cause for controversy, so controversial that he was crucified. How electrifying it must have been to see him and to hear him, to watch him, and those things are captured in the Gospels. And then here we have Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, you know, one of my favorite saints. She's the one, of course, who died. I think she was 24 when she succumbed to tuberculosis. And yet, good morning, Lisa. Hey, Peter. And yet she's considered one of the 40 doctors of our church. It's said that she lived the full spiritual journey, you know, from enlightenment to detachment to all the different stages, the dark night of the soul, and unification, nuptial, all through those different seasons of a spiritual life, that she lived that all in such a short time. This is what she said. But above all, it's the Gospels that occupy my mind when I'm at prayer. My poor soul has so many needs, and yet this is the one thing needful. I'm always finding fresh lights there, hidden and enthralling meanings. Good morning, Andy. Sure looking forward to coming out and speaking to your men soon. I never did find out more about what's going on with your cigar night, barbecue or something. I think it's on March 24th, but let me know what's going on. Maybe I don't know what's going to happen in my life at that time. I think I'll be in Hawaii, but maybe we can still get together with you. But looking forward to speaking to your men next year. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, she also loved the Imitation of Christ, which I read to my wife each night as we end our day. I read a chapter from the Imitation of Christ. Beautiful book, the most popular book ever written other than the Bible. But unfortunately, if you're reading the Protestant version, they take out the last chapter, the whole last section of it, and that's about his love for the Eucharist. Now, We're talking about the unity of the Old and the New Testaments. Hi, Lisa. Hey, everybody, press the share button. Let's make a big push to get the good news out to people this year. The church, as early as apostolic times, and then constantly in her tradition with the capital T, has illuminated the unity of the divine plan in the two testaments through typology, which discerns in God's works of the Old Covenant prefigurations of what he accomplished in the fullness of time in the presence of his incarnate Son. So, just a beautiful tapestry that's been woven. You know, I think I've told you I've once read the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament, then the New Testament again, all in a 6-week period of time. And because I did that, I could see the typology so much more clearly, and I could see the pattern that was being woven so much more clearly. Yeah, if you've shared, let us know that you've shared. Push the share button. Get the gospel out. So, you know, it's interesting. Someone once said, I forget who the teacher was, but if you go into the Sistine Museum, there's these incredible tapestries. And if you were to come in from the back of them, you would look at the back of the tapestries, and it's just a ragtag of knots and patterns that don't seem to make sense. You don't know what's going on. But when you come around to the front of the tapestry, you see this beautiful design of the master. And that's the way it is in the Old Testament. You see all these things, these little knots, these little things, but you don't understand really what it means until the light of the new day comes and you come around the corner and you see the incarnate Christ and him fulfilling all of these things. It's also, the Old Testament is a pedagogy, and that image of the tapestry also describes our life. Sometimes we don't understand why we're facing a certain illness or a plan that we had, we thought was from the Lord, is suddenly disrupted. So we have to trust in God's providence, and it's incredible to see how the Old Testament is so consistent in its pattern, and how so consistently this New Testament reveals it. It's almost as, you think about how complex a DNA molecule is, the Bible seems to be even more complex than that, the way it all just feeds on each other. Feeds on each other, confirms each other, I mean. Christians therefore read the Old Testament in the light of Christ, crucified and risen. Such typological reading discloses the inexhaustible content of the Old Testament, but it must not make us forget that the Old Testament retains its own intrinsic value as revelation reaffirmed by the Lord himself. Besides, the New Testament has to be read in the light of the Old Testament. We have to, when we read the New Testament, we have to understand its content within the light of the Old Testament. Early Christian catechesis made constant use of the Old Testament. Everyone, there was the early days of the church, there was no New Testament yet. As an old saying put it, the New Testament lies hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New. So I'll say it again, read that again. The New Testament lies hidden in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New. Typology indicates the dynamic movement toward the fulfillment of the divine plan, when God will be everything to everyone. 1 Corinthians 15. Nor do the calling of the patriarchs and the exodus from Egypt, for example, lose their own value in God's plan from the mere fact that they were intermediate stages. So they're not just meant to be typologies. They definitely had a purpose in the pedagogy and for the people there at that time. Sacred scripture in the life of the church. And such is the force and power of the Word of God that it can serve the church as her support and vigor, and the children of the church as strength for their faith, food for their soul, and a pure and lasting font of spiritual life. Last night, I don't know why, but the scripture verse came to my mind. man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that God speaks. So the word of God is food for us. Hence, access to sacred scripture ought to be open wide to the Christian faithful. So all of us, the church wants all of us to be steeped in scripture, to read scripture daily. You know, if you're ordained as a deacon or a priest or most nuns or a monk, you're asked to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, which is about an hour long each day, plus the readings from Mass. And if you go through all of that discipline, you go through the entire Bible in about a 3-year period. I mean, the Liturgy of the Hours, an hour every day, is like, it's all scripture except for the Office of Readings also has some writings from the early church fathers. And of course, the Mass is all scripture. So the Catholic Church loves the Bible that she canonized. I'll let you enjoy the sunrise of the day. I just pray for everyone to have joy today and to trust in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Aloha.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.